Hey, Dog Pound, welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura joined by Dustin Fox, getting you ready for the Baltimore Ravens game on Sunday at First Energy Stadium. And Dustin, this is a Baltimore Ravens team that's had a lot of success against the Browns in the John Harbaugh era, winning 11 of the last 12. Most importantly, the Browns won the last one, the last time the Ravens came to First Energy Stadium in 2013. Joe Flacco is a Super Bowl winning quarterback, but he's in a new offense this year as well, transitioning into the Gary Kubiak scheme. What do the Browns have to worry about with Joe Flacco?
Well, I think one, you just have to worry about him just making plays down the field. He's got a strong arm, one of the strongest arms, obviously, in this division. And he's got a new receiver on the outside in Steve Smith. I think Steve Smith's been a tremendous asset to them so far early in this season. He's breaking a lot of tackles, doing some of the things he did early in his career. He's 35 years old. He looks like he's about 25 right now.
Well, right now, Joe Flacco averaging just over 5 yards per attempt, just over 9 yards per completion, struggling to get the ball down the field. The Browns have to keep him from making those big plays to have success on Sunday. Now, when he turns around and hands the ball off, he's handing it off to Bernard Pierce and Justin Forsett. Both of these guys have more than 100 yards rushing through the first 2 weeks of the season. And right now, the rush defense of the Browns has been a problem. They're giving up over 150 yards per game on the ground, 5.4 yards per
carry. That's a good point. I mean, the Browns' rush defense has not been great. I think they've been putting so much emphasis on stopping the weapons of the passing attack. And obviously last week against the Saints, you know, how many weapons they have. They have a ton of them. And this week it'll be the same thing, I think, on the outside. You just have to find a way to slow these guys down. Forsett and Bernard Pierce, both these guys are relatively unknowns to a lot of Browns fans, but they're both equally talented and can make some plays. I just think that it'll be curious to see. Something has to give this week between the Browns and the Ravens. Both teams are going to try and run the football. Something's going to give.
Hopefully the Browns can shut them down, make them one-dimensional throwing the football. Bernard Pierce shouldn't scare anybody. Justin Forsett's a journeyman, even though he's averaging over 6 yards a carry. That shouldn't continue, and the Browns need to step up on the ground. Out wide, the Smith brothers, Torrey Smith and Steve Smith. Everybody expected Torrey Smith to play that Andre Johnson role in this offense, but so far it's been Steve Smith leading the team with 13 catches, over 189 yards, been a monster on third downs. How do you see the Browns trying to match up with those two? Hayden typically has been on Torrey Smith, but maybe do you match him up with Steve Smith?
I personally in this game would put Joe Hayden on Steve Smith. He's a veteran. He's the wily vet. I wouldn't want to see Buster Screen or Justin Gilbert, the young kid, on a guy like Steve Smith. Part of the reason is because, again, something I mentioned a little bit ago, he breaks so many tackles. PFF, Pro Football Focus, has him breaking 10 tackles this season in 2 games. The next closest guy is with 5 broken tackles. It's amazing how strong he is, how physical he can be. Once he gets the football in his hands, his yards, the yak after he catches the football, it's incredible.
Yeah, he's playing with a chip on his shoulder, didn't like how Carolina did him dirty, and he's come out playing like a man on a mission. Now, the Browns struggled last week with Jimmy Graham, all-world tight end. Well, the Baltimore Ravens are the only team in the NFL with 2 tight ends that have at least 9 catches through the first 2 games. Owen Daniels and Dennis Pitta, they've been playing very well. The Browns are going to have to step up that coverage in the middle of the field.
Those are like Flacco's security blankets, both of those guys over the middle of the field. You're 100% right. It'll be a little bit different this week because they'll play them in the core more so than Jimmy Graham, who kind of is a bit of a wide receiver for New Orleans. But again, it's going to be a tremendous challenge for the safeties. Tashaun Gibson, Dante Whitner, some of these young linebackers. By the way, last week, Jimmy Leonard played a ton in nickel situations. I'd expect him to see some action against the former Wisconsin Badger Owen Daniels, his ex-teammate.
His ex-teammate is right. So that's the challenge that the Ravens are going to bring on offense as we continue this week here on Cleveland Browns Today. We'll take a look at the Browns offense against the Ravens defense. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying keep it tuned here to ClevelandBrowns.com for all your Browns news and notes. This has been Cleveland Browns Today.